Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The African Union is an indispensable partner to both America and the United Nations in promoting peace and security to Africa, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley. Speaking at a U.N. Security Council briefing on U.N.-AU cooperation on June 15th, Ambassador Haley remarked, "The African Union has a unique capacity to anticipate crises, mediate conflicts, and deploy troops and police on short notice. They do this, moreover, in some of the most challenging environments in the world. We applaud the increasing leadership the AU has exercised in contributing to peace operations and battling terrorist and insurgent groups." In Somalia, she noted, the AU quickly deployed to provide security for a fledgling government in 2007. A decade later, thanks to the bravery and courage of the African Union Mission in Somalia troop and police contributing countries, Somalia is on a gradual path toward stability and peace. In Darfur, the AU partnered with the UN to stabilize a complex conflict, and across the continent, the AU is partnering with sub-regional organizations and countries to respond to emerging and complex threats, from tense electoral transitions in West Africa to Boko Haram in the Lake Chad Basin. Progress has been made, but better cooperation is needed in planning operations, she said. We welcome the AU's efforts to put in place effective mechanisms to respect human rights in all of its missions, she noted. This will require the creation of rigorous procedures for screening and selection of troops and police, followed by training and monitoring of personnel. Violations and abuses must be reported and independently investigated. Perpetrators must be held accountable. On this, there will be no compromise. The men and women who plan and conduct peace operations are given a great responsibility, said Ambassador Haley. People in the most vulnerable of situations rely on them for their safety, often for their lives. It is essential that we get this right.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.